the wonderful love. Jesus said, "Even as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you." John 15, verse 9. Here Christ leaves the language of parable and speaks plainly out of the Father. Much as the parable could teach, it could not teach the lesson of love. All that the vine does for the branch, it does under the compulsion of a law of nature. There is no personal living love to the branch. We are in danger of looking to Christ as a saviour and a supplier of every need, appointed by God, accepted and trusted by us, without any sense of the intensity of personal affection in which Christ embraces us, and our life alone can find its true happiness. Christ seeks to point us to this. And how does he do it? He leads us once again to himself, to show us how identical his own life is with ours. Even as the Father loved him, he loves us. His life as vine dependent on the Father was a life in the Father's love. That love was his strength and his joy. In the power of that divine love resting on him, he lived and died. If we are to live like him as branches, to be truly like our vine, we must share in this too. Our life must have its breath and being in a heavenly love as much as his. What the Father's love was to him, his love will be to us. If that love made him the true vine, his love can make us true branches. Even as the Father has loved, so have I loved. Jesus said, "Even as the Father hath loved." And how did the Father love him? The infinite desire and delight of God to commune with his Son, all he had himself, to take the Son into the most complete equality with himself, to live in the Son and have the Son live in him. This was the love of God to Christ. It is a mystery of glory, of which we can form no conception. We can only bow and worship as we try to think of it. And with such love, with this very same love, Christ longs in an infinite desire and delight to communicate to us all he is and has, to make us partakers of his own nature and blessedness, to live in us, and to have us live in himself. And now, if Christ loves us with such an intense, such an infinite divine love, what is it that hinders its triumphing over every obstacle and getting full possession of us? Well, the answer is simple. Even as the love of the Father to Christ, so his love to us is a divine mystery, too high for us to comprehend or to attain by any effort of our own. It is only the Holy Spirit who can shed abroad and reveal its all-conquering power without intermission, this wonderful love of God in Christ. It is the vine itself that must give the branch its growth and fruit by sending up its sap. It is Christ himself must by his Holy Spirit dwell in the heart. Then shall we know and have in us the love that passes knowledge. Jesus said, "As the Father loved me, so have I loved you." Oh, shall we not draw near to the personal, living Christ, and trust him, and yield all to him, that he may love this love into us, just as he knew and rejoiced every hour, "The Father loveth me." We too may live in the unceasing consciousness that as the Father loved him, so he loves me. Oh, Father, Lord, this is too wonderful to comprehend. I am only beginning to scratch the surface, Lord, of what this means to me. Because the Father loves you with an infinite love, you would pour your love into me, this wonderful love, that as the Father loved you, so you love me. Thank you, Lord.